Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from St. Paul's letter to the congregation at Philippi, the first chapter beginning with the third verse. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen us in our faith through them. Amen. A number of years ago, I attended a funeral of a young man who died rather unexpectedly in the middle of his life, you might say. Very devout Christian man. And at his funeral, a waitress from the community where he had his office, a waitress that said that he frequently came to her restaurant for lunch, meals, and so on, and had known him for over a 10-year period, she came to his funeral on purpose to find his father and hunted him down and pulled him aside and said, I just wanted to come to let you know that your son was one of the most wonderful Christian people I've ever known. And I work with a lot of business people and see a lot of people in the restaurant through the years, but nobody treated me as nicely and kindly as he did. And that was evidence of his Christian faith. It's hard to think of any nicer thing to hear about your child. Love, Christian love, is the mortar that binds us and bonds us to Christ and also to his church. You just sang a hymn that has imagery of a building in it. How firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. In the text before us, St. Paul talks about how God has begun the good work of faith in us, those who believe in Christ. God has begun this good work of faith. He's the one responsible for giving us this faith. It's not some decision we made on our own. It's not something that we did to give our hearts to Jesus. No. God is the one at work in us. The Holy Spirit has created this faith in our hearts. He is the one that has picked you and me as condemned bricks off of the pile of bricks that we're going to be heading for the incinerator to be crushed and burned. He is the one who has plucked us off of that unusable pile. And now by giving us a love for Christ and an appreciation for what he did for us on the cross, when he died there to pay for all of your sins so that you and I could have heaven, by that faith that he has put in our hearts, he has now taken us as stones and bricks and bonded us onto the foundation of Christ Jesus himself and now made us a part of the edifice, the building of the Holy Christian Church. In his sermon on this very text, Dr. Martin Luther writes this about this great love that God has poured out for you and me. I love the way Luther writes this. God, in his ineffable goodness, conferred upon us, while yet enemies to him and deserving of the fires of hell, conferred upon us, I say, not $10, nor $100,000 even, but redemption from divine wrath and eternal death, and abundantly comforted us, granted us safety, a good conscience, peace, and salvation, the hope of going to heaven. And so the love that the Christian now has in his or her heart is a natural byproduct of this same love that has just been poured out from heaven onto us through God's word and in the message of the gospel. And so the love that's in the heart of a Christian is not only there to bind him onto the foundation of Christ as part of this great building of the Holy Christian Church, but it also now is the mortar that holds us and connects us to each other as Christians. It's the mortar that binds us to one another in our appreciation for Christ and in our appreciation for each other to edify one another. Think of Paul himself in his former life, before his conversion, before the Holy Spirit picked him off of the pile of bricks and put him into the church. Paul himself was Saul, who had persecuted the church, hated Christians, wanted to stamp out this faith in the world, and yet by God's grace had now been brought into the church, had been made a member of Christ, and now appreciated it, everything that Christ had done for him. And now listen to this loving letter that he writes to fellow Christians, how much he appreciates their support and the great affection that he has for them as well, even while he sits in chains in prison for preaching the gospel. When the Holy Spirit gives us the gift of faith, it not only connects us to Christ, which is the most important bonding and connection, but it also connects us to others who love him and appreciate him. And the affection of Jesus Christ that Paul mentions in our text is more than just a typical human affection. It's a love that's connected back to the great sacrifice on the cross. It is a divine love that now has been granted to us through this precious gift of faith. He says to these readers, "I long for all of you with the affection of Jesus Christ." It's an interesting Greek phrase. The word here for affection is actually the word for deep inside of your gut. It's the same word that it gets translated in the Old King James Version as "from my bowels." The deepest part of you having sympathy and affection to help someone. Paul was so aware of their love for him. In fact, in his second letter to the Corinthians in the 8th chapter, he praises these Macedonian churches like the church in Philippi for the wondrous outpouring of offering that they had given to help him and support him in his work of the ministry. And he says now, "I love you in my heart. I love you in my heart." And this is the mortar that binds the members of the church together. Years ago when I was here on Bethany's campus, I was working around here one summer, there was a young man that came to study for the ministry. And he had been disowned by his family for converting to Christianity. Nobody in his family would let him come and stay with him anymore because of his new relationship with Christ. And yet he told me that the bond that he felt toward the Christians who had just known him for weeks on this campus was stronger than he had had anywhere else in his life. The members of this church of Christ, the bricks that have been put together by the mortar of love on the foundation of Christ in this building of his church, this building is the one and only building that will survive the destruction that is coming at the end of time. Paul mentions here the day of Jesus Christ, the day of his visitation, a day of great wrath on the unbelief of this world. And the church is always focused toward that end and always looking forward to that day and is always then helping each other, the members of the church helping each other to edify and build each other up, to keep ourselves inside of this mortar, to keep ourselves in Christ and founded on him so that when the day of destruction for this world and its coming, when it finally comes, we will stand and be transported into the everlasting home and the mansions above. Amen.